76, 75. I got her to exit the bus, but nobody else is going to want this woman on their bus. She is wearing a gray zip-up hoodie, and she has black pants. She's very thin. It's hard to even tell she's a woman, but black pants, black shoes, and she has her hood on her head. She is Caucasian, but she is just, like, mentally, she's just has some real serious issues, but she urinated on my bus when I got to the end of the line, so she wouldn't, I don't know why, but anyway, that's what she did. But nobody else is going to want to deal with her, I don't think, today.
Okay, do you have any more of a description, age? I've got white female. Do you have an age or any other distinguishing features? A bag she's carrying?
She has nothing with her. She's thin, but it's hard to tell that she's female, the way she's dressed and the way she talks. I would guess that she's close to 60, but she's not very tall. She's probably like under 5'3", or right around 5'3". I'm 5'4", and I think she's shorter than I am. But she's just, I forgot where I was going. She's just very angry, and she was yelling at me for going fast through a school zone, doing, you know, telling me I was going 100 miles an hour. She's just angry.
All right, I got it. Glad you're safe and sound. Go ahead and head back to the garage for a new bus, and send her ready for service when you're ready to roll.
Copy that. And maybe hospital security needs to, I don't know, maybe hospital security needs to figure out something for her, because she's at the hospital right now in the parking lot, right by the bus shelter.
All right, yeah, I'm calling them. Thank you. 1455.